This is topic 2, and we'll look at a tool for estimating the level of discomfort caused by exercise. An estimate of what an effort felt like in terms of pain, that is, how much it hurt, the level of pain that was tolerated, is different to estimating perceived exertion as on the Borg scale. There hasn't been a great amount of research using this tool, but it does provide information that is valuable to a coach to understand a particular response of an athlete. One thing about the tool is the use of the word discomfort. In its initial formulation, the word pain was used, but so many people have varying connotations for the definition of pain that the word discomfort was more sterile and more universally acceptable, and therefore made the tool much more reliable. The value of this tool is that high scores indicate how much recovery is needed. That is, the higher the score, the greater the amount of recovery. The tool measures an exercise outcome or its severity, that is, how hard the athlete actually worked. When using this tool, it should be freely available. Put in a form that allows an athlete to see the scale and to mark or say where the appropriate response should be on a scale. This is different to the Borg scale in that this is pain and recovery prediction as opposed to the very general concept of effort. This tool is most appropriately used after a single bout of exercise rather than reflecting a general response to a series of exercises. Thus, its use is much more restricted than the Borg scale. This completes topic 2.